Are there any holistic considerations somebody thinking about starting an application should be aware of?
I think one of the important things is that D4.1, the descriptor statement that says that a PF should have active commitment to and championing of all dimensions of the framework through work with students and staff and in institutional developments. And that's a really important thing that needs to be threaded throughout the narrative, and it may come out in different ways in the different sections of the application. But I think what's also important to note is that whilst the UK PSF as a document and the dimensions of the framework are there, it's the ethos of those dimensions that really needs to come out. Because in some cases, it won't be appropriate to say, this is where I'm championing A3 and K5 and those sorts of things. For example, if you were setting up a new learning and teaching strategy, for example, which was very closely aligned to the UK PSF and took the UK PSF as its foundation, then yes, you're able to waive the UK PSF, if you like. But in other institutional strategies, it may not be as evident. So, for example, you may have a widening participation strategy that is developed, which clearly evidences the professional values of V1 and V2, but may not reference it explicitly within the policy. So it's encapsulating the ethos of the UK PSF.
Okay, so if I just check on that, it could be that you're able to evidence 4.1 through the way that you are taking a strategic leadership role in enabling practices that align to the dimensions throughout your institution or throughout your sphere of influence.
Absolutely.
Okay. I think something else that we often get asked, and it's important for people to think about, is the professional evidence base that informs their decision making. You know, quite often people will say, do I need to cite things throughout my application? And I think the answer is, where it's appropriate, you should be showing how you've drawn from pedagogic or other sources of professional knowledge. It could be QA benchmarks, it could be data that's been gathered in your institution, it could be professional body guidance. It's the knowledge base that provides you with the underpinning to make sound decisions and strategy recommendations.
Absolutely, and I think there are other areas of professional knowledge that you can also draw on, which may not be immediately obvious. So, for example, in the construction of a new learning and teaching building, you may have to take into consideration all sorts of health and safety regulations. Now, that's not directly impacting on learning and teaching, but it is something that has to be considered when you're designing that space, so that ultimately the learning environment is appropriate for those students who enter it. So I think there are a range of professional evidence bases on which you can draw, and you need to make those clear that these are not ideas that you've had
In a vacuum,
no, that they are things that have been thought through, and that it's really about unpicking the things that you know but don't necessarily articulate. And I think often we know why something is going to work, but we don't articulate why we know it. And I think this is very important, that we show that any PF application is able to show that it's not implicit knowledge, it is an explicit evidence base that we're drawing on.
Okay, and that leads probably into something else that I feel is a more holistic approach that we need to see within applications. We need to see a level of reflection in the way that you articulate your examples. It's not enough just to tell us what you've done and to describe a range of examples. They do need to be explored through that reflective and analytical lens.
Absolutely.
That helps us to understand the rationale behind what you've done and why you have done it. and that then explores how that has played out in practice and the impact that you've had through the approach you've taken. I think an important aspect is to show your own reflection on the leadership approach you have adopted, how you have worked with your colleagues, worked with different situations to ensure that the impact has been successful.
Yeah, it's about strategic negotiation of the policy that you're trying to put into place, or the impact that you're trying to have.
Okay.